Future Workforce, Recruiting the Next Generation, by Lou Caron. Supply chain issues abound. While the immediate focus is on the paper shortage, the other crisis is the labor supply chain. Supply chains only work to the extent that there are no kinks in the chain. In the case of labor, not only is there a shortage of raw material, but there is also an erosion of manufacturing. In the pre-pandemic years, the number of printing programs were in decline due to lack of interest and budget. We have been unsuccessful in attempts to reverse this trend. It appears that the latest casualty is the well-known graphic communications program at the University of Wisconsin-Stout. How can we expect administrators to fund programs at any level if there are no bodies in seats? Clearly, if we do not find a remedy, our fate is predetermined. So, what are we to do? The key is attracting people, the first link in the chain. We have to get beyond and ahead of such things as merely offering scholarships. Because while they certainly help students already interested in the industry as a career, they are only as good as they are interested people. The problem is that we are not attracting enough interested people. On one hand, trade associations, like mine, need to fulfill our charter to promote the industry. We do not need to tell the industry about its great value. We need to address the public, young and old, and explain just how essential printing is to their daily lives. I have talked to leaders in a couple of 2- and 4-year graphic communications programs in California. The evidence is that the initial draw is not to printing, but to graphic arts or graphic design. However, the programs that include an introduction to printing in the curriculum see a certain set of students become interested in the actual production of art. These students will likely find their way into industry. Many would quickly say that these students are but a drop in the bucket, and the shortage is in entry-level candidates. These young people are going to originate from our high schools. To make an impact, printers have to proactively create local outreach activities. We pursue customers through various targeted marketing campaigns. Printers need to consider grassroots efforts to market the industry in their local communities. In today's world, we provide multi-channel marketing to our customers to help them attract their customers. It is time that we trade associations and printers use the same marketing techniques to attract our desired customer, next generation workers. Print is all around us. We need to build public awareness of its value in order to build attraction. We need to demonstrate that printing is not the archaic ink under the fingernails process it was decades ago. It's a high-tech business. Strangely, print is not obvious even though it surrounds us in almost everything we do. Let's help make it more obvious. Let's help students and parents imagine a world without print, and then challenge them to ensure that it doesn't happen.